Delay of game.
No.
Penalty.
Candy time.
What's the penalty?
You've been delayed enough.
All right. Here we go. All right, I'm going to do...
Wait.
Michael?
I'm going to do a recap. Hopefully, not of everything, but just most recently. I think everyone... Does everyone remember generally where they are?
No.
I'm Jenkins.
I honestly have no idea what's happening.
Okay, I'll do a quick overall recap because it has been a while. All right, so to start with, you guys were taken on a journey by... God, what's his name? The gun-shooting sheriff.
Fort.
No. Okay. Rolf and Joy Dog Sessile. So Joy Dog Sessile came to the other place, Etrin's Folly, to ask Rolf for help. And Rolf deputized everyone to go with him and Joy Dog to travel north to the meta town of Pustinia. And the journey was long. You guys had dreams along the way. When you got there, you started noticing constellations. Let's see what happened after that. We went into town and you met, what's her face? Minister Poem, Minister Atet Poem. And she was the one that requested Joy Dog Sessile go out for help. She paid you a down payment to help her figure out why random things are disappearing in the town. Like different buildings and people are disappearing. So you guys went around and decided to crash for the night. So you went to the tavern. Cookie from Bort's caravan made his way with you, and he started to work in the tavern. You spent the night in the tavern with the guy named Berga, and then you got up in the morning. You went to the magic shop and you met Felix O'Hare, the giant bunny rabbit, and Jenkins won a Magic the Gathering tournament. You guys picked up a couple things, and then you headed out to try to go to the Castle of the Forno Elves. Meanwhile, Frida, you were traveling to the castle by your own means to try to figure out why the Forno Elves have not shown up at your yearly gathering. Suddenly, inexplicably, in the middle of the desert, you were captured by these floating ships, and you kind of blacked out, and you woke up later, and you were in a jail cell, and you managed to escape the jail cell and just jumped out of the moving vehicle into the desert, not encountering anyone, so they didn't, there was no fight there. And then you met up with the party, and you guys realized that you were on the same journey, which was to go to the castle. So you then, everybody headed towards the castle. Along the way, you started encountering some weird elves that didn't look right, and ended up fighting with you. When you got to the castle, things were not as they should have been. The drawbridge was missing entirely, so you had to go down into this large sort of crevice in the mountain and enter the castle from the bottom, and you had to navigate through a maze. And then once you finally got through the maze, like in record amazing time, and then you started encountering people from the castle, or the Forno Elves in the castle, and they had gone like basically crazy. You walked all the way up to the very top of the castle, where there's an observation tower with telescopes. And there you met, you were following, the father whose name was Gitter up to the observation tower. And then you encountered Darlene Muscles, who was a human, the only human that you've encountered in the whole castle. And, you had a small exchange. She saw you, and she saw that you were not Els, and you approached her. She said right away, "We're almost done. Tell Minister Poem that we'll be done in a few days." And then Jenkins, you began to bluff and asked, pressed her for a status update. And so she basically repeated her status, which she just told you in more detail. And then you asked her to reverse the process. And then she started to get really suspicious of you. She gave you a test question. She asked you, "When does the celebration start?" And you answered incorrectly, "As soon as you are finished." And then, without hesitation, she shot at you with a crossbow. And then y'all did a fight. There was some very few back and forth. I think there was only a couple of turns before Zilmop said "Ame, Ame" and knocked her teeth out. And then that was that. That was the end of Darlene Muscles. You did an investigation check. You noticed that there was an octagon tattooed on her forehead. And then after a little while, Zilmop cured Gitter, and he came too. He was cured of the mysterious illness that was causing him to be sad. So you guys learned that Darlene Muscles came to the castle as a cook, and it seemed to be over the course of several months she slowly kind of poisoned everyone, and they went crazy and kind of wandered out of the castle and left the castle kind of in chaos. You asked Gitter about your mission, which was to figure out about the disappearing buildings in Pustinia. And Gitter didn't know anything about that. And that's where we are, basically. Let's see. So let's start in the castle. And action. Let's just say that you're still, like, I think you guys had decided that you wanted to head back to the town. And yeah. So Gitter is telling you he's going about trying to heal the rest of his clan and get things back in order, basically.
Well, does he want to go with us?
What do you say?
I guess he's busy.
No, you say please.
Oh. Right.
Heidi never taught him that.
I used to get that lesson.
I can't hear you, Catherine.
Heidi skipped that lesson.
I didn't want you to wake up Matthew. But... So we're going back to the village. We're saying, please, do you want to come with us?
Did you sell the tires?
What?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
They don't have tires in D&D, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They have wooden wheels.
anyways.
So I'm going to say, let's say you guys are still on the observatory deck.
What's our next step? I feel like we don't know what we're doing next.
We want to leave the castle, so we have to go down a flight, right?
But why? Where are we going to go? What if we can find more answers here in the castle?
Do we
what
know?
What are we even looking for?
We don't even know why things are disappearing.
Right.
We just know that everybody in the castle was poisoned. And they left. That's all we know? So yeah. We don't know why towns were disappearing. And who charged the cook with poisoning everybody?
You don't know, but when you were talking to Darlene Muscles before you guys got in a fight, she said that, like, she basically was speaking to you like you were the minions of Minister Pome trying to come, like, get her to get a move on, basically. So it seemed like she was working for Minister Pome.
Hmm.
Not the guy that hired us to find out this mystery?
Yeah.
He is the guy that hired us.
It's a she.
Minister Pome?
Minister Pome. Minister Atet Pome. Now, just to be... I mean, Frida, you were not there when they met Minister Pome. So you actually don't know who that is.
Maybe you should reintroduce this individual.
Minister Pome?
What?
you want to know more about Minister Pome, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Minister Pome is the minister of Pustinia, which is the town that you guys visited. So
you just cut out.
Who cut out?
Is that my computer?
Ain't no one cutting out.
Yeah, okay. It's your computer, mommy.
Okay, so here, let me. When you guys first, when the party first got to Pustinia, you were traveling with a caravan with Rolf and Joy Dog Sessiel and Cookie. Those three went off to do their own thing. You guys went right away to the town hall, and you walked in and you walked down a long hallway, and at the end of the long hallway there was a fancy door, and you went through the fancy door, and in that room was Minister Atet Pome, and she was very aggressive, kind of. She was like, I don't know if you remember the encounter exactly, but she was like very aggressive, and she was talking crap about everyone. She was talking crap about the elves and the people in the desert, and she was very concerned about Manifestation Day, which is the local holiday coming up, and she wants it to go really well, and so that's why she hired y'all, is to make sure that you figure out this nonsense and get it taken care of so that Manifestation Day isn't a disaster.
Do we have to figure that out before? So, why was she poisoning everybody? Do we have to figure that out before we leave?
Wait, so we know that it was her poisoning these folks?
Well, you know that the actual physical poisoning was being done by Darlene Muscles.
But
at perhaps the behest of Minister Pome. You can reasonably assume.
Let's go confront Pome Lady.
Why did she send us here, like, knowing that we would potentially learn that information?
She didn't send you anywhere. She just wanted you to figure out what was causing the problem. You guys went here of your own volition.
Wow. well.
And we went there because we thought the elves would know.
Well, you were traveling to the elves for a different reason. But the party was going to the elves because, like, you talked to a couple people in the town. So you talked to Burger, you talked to a Tetpom, and you talked to the bunny rabbit. And everyone seemed to... a couple people told you that the elves were going crazy. And so that seemed to be like the general knowledge of the town. And I actually don't know why you guys chose to go there, but it was your decision and not mine, so.
So putting our collective heads together, is there any place else where we can get an answer to this? Or anybody else we can talk to? Heather's still at work.
Let's go talk to Minister Poem.
He's back in the town, right?
Yeah, let's confront him directly and be like, why are you poisoning these poor folks?
Okay.
Isn't it a she?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, yes?
Yes! yeah. So, yeah, she's a human. So, okay. You guys want to head back to the town directly then?
I mean, is it going to take like 8 years to get there?
It's going to take 3 to 4 days. Yes. Eight years.
Should we just put that on the list, but see what else we might be able to like uncover over here in this area first? Like, what else is here? Is there anything else here besides this castle?
Are you asking? Who are you asking?
Like, do we have a map of some sort that we can look at to see what else is in this area?
You don't have a map, but you could ask. Olga could ask Frida if she knows.
Frida.
Do I have a map? I don't. Oh, I forgot all my powers and stuff.
Get your dice. Get your dice.
Yes, I have my dice. They're right here.
I need to get mine.
So what do I do with them?
Just make everyone make sure you have your dice.
Don't go anywhere without them.
I keep mine on my bedside table at all times.
Because you never do D&D except for while you're in bed.
That's right.
I forgot where my spurs are. They're in Google, right?
Heather, are you talking?
I think somebody's trying to say something.
Heather's on mute.
Heather's frozen.
Yeah. Heather?
Oh, there she goes. Gone.
Okay. Spreadsheets are in Google Docs, right?
Here, I'll send the link in the DND chat. That's Frida. I guess I can just... Wait, let me just send the link.
Send mine.
Google?
Send the link to the video to the dice, please.
Oh, yes. Is that what you were trying to say before?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey Heather, do you need a hug?
Oh,
here's the Devin's page. You're breaking up a lot, Heather.
I can't really do anything about that. I don't know what to tell you.
Can you join just on your phone? Happy.
My phone selfie lens is broken, so I really can't.
Well, maybe just audio, so we can at least hear you if you try to talk.
You turned off the audio.
Does this link work that I put?
Is this? Yeah. I mean, for me, it did.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what's up, guys?
Nothing.
What are we doing?
Well, I believe I asked you, Frida, if there's anything else in this area that you know of.
Okay, so...
All right, so go
looking at my spells and stuff?
No. Roll a d20 to do an arcana check. So this
All of
is,
us?
No, Frida, to see... if you know, do you have history advantage or anything?
And I find that, I forgot how to find these things.
Here, I'll look on your sheet. It should be on the like left-hand side, like in your traits and proficiencies. Looks like you don't.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see anything that says history. All right,
so never mind. So just, oh no, wait, you get... All right, you do have a history in your skills. So, okay. Do D20 and add your proficiency bonus.
And, wait a minute. Where? I don't see history in there.
What?
Where is it? Where do you see history?
In the middle column in skills. So it's a E12 or no, E11 rather. It's a list of advantages.
Okay. You want me to roll 3?
And add your intelligence modifier, which is what? Oh, it should. So it's 4 plus your proficiency, which is 6. So add 6.
So 6 and 3 is 9. So what does that mean?
Okay. So you know. I'm going to tell you what you know about the area. So you know, basically, there's not much else. There's no other, like, establishments, let's say, in the mountains. This is, like, the only thing for miles. But you know that this castle is gigantic and that you've only been around in a small part of it.
So we want to look for a map before we leave. We want to examine the castle. You guys want to do that?
I was just wondering if our time might be better spent finishing up with anything of interest here before making the long journey back.
Let's ransack the castle.
Anything we can steal.
Okay.
Et cetera.
Well, we might find a map or something useful to tell us what's going on. Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, go back through that maze or anything, but...
Well,
that was on the bottom level.
Where would you like to start?
The main floor.
So that's basically down a level.
Right.
Let me find my maps here. All right, so... if you recall, the building has like a triangular shape. And you came up, there was like 2 staircases that head like from the main gallery area that headed like this. And you went up the left one and you were then at the loft. And the loft has 3 telescopes, 1 at each point of the triangle. And so if you head down one of those staircases, then you're back in the main sort of like... It's like the main area where they have parties and stuff.
The main atrium type thing? Yeah.
All okay. Right.
So let's go down there.
So down there, when you head down, you already see so the people that you encountered there before, but like more with it. Sorry, let me find this. Oh, buddy. My thing is all... There's too much stuff in this document. Sorry. Uh, Okay, sorry. So you see the four, the main elves that own the castle. Sothua, who was previously like giddy and laughing. You see Gitter, who is previously crying and upset. And then you also see Ayaruta, who was previously like throwing a hissy fit and destroying things. And now they're like cleaning stuff up and like getting it together. And like Gitter is about to leave the room to go find other people to heal.
Isn't Gitter the one that was poisoning them?
No, that's Darlene Muscles. These are all elves. Darlene Muscles, the human that you encountered on the roof and smashed her face in, was the poisoner.
Good job.
Should we...
Ayaruta? Where to go next? Or just start walking down the halls, opening doors?
Well, should we talk to them real quick and just be like, hey, friends?
You do like a Scooby-Doo thing where they run across the hallway and...
Yeah. Definitely got to incorporate that.
Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
Somebody want to talk to them?
Somebody?
I'll do it.
Heather talk because... Or what's her name? What's Heather's real name?
Dilmop wants to do it.
Helahana?
Helahana. She's been on mute everywhere.
Helahana doesn't want to talk.
Helahana doesn't want to talk.
Okay, who wants to talk?
Dilmop does.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what do you say?
Hey.
Who are you trying to speak to?
I don't know.
So there's Sothua, Getter's leaving the room already, and Ayaruta.
Ayaruta is still in the room?
Yeah, Sothua and Ayaruta are there.
So that's the only person I can talk to, right?
There's three people.
I thought there was two.
Gitter is leaving. You can probably catch him if you wanted to. Sothua and Ayaruta.
Oh.
I pick Ayaruta for you.
All right, let's do that.
I like that name better.
Okay. You see Ayaruta is kind of just like pick... There's like a mess of like books and papers on the floor. Like, because the wall is lined with bookshelves. And she's like trying to pick some of that stuff up.
Ask her if she knows why they would do this to them.
The elves.
All right. What Catherine said.
Wait, say it.
Say it. Do you know why the elves would do this to them?
She's confused because she's an elf and she doesn't know what you're talking about.
Do you know why your friend would do this to you? I forget that person's name.
Darlene Muscles was the...
Do you know why Mrs. Muscles would do this to you?
Okay. So, Ayaruta says, you know, we don't know. That's a mystery. But I'm definitely going to go find out. I think she came from the Oasis in the north. So that's going to be my next, after getting things in order here, is to head north to the Oasis. What brings you guys here? Like, how did you know to come here?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Zilmot. Answer.
Zilmot, just like, great question.
How did you know to come here? And so forth.
We don't remember how we knew to come here so long ago.
Wait.
She says, were you poisoned too?
No, it's just we've been here for years. We've been here for months. Just stuck in this little room. Just sitting here waiting.
October.
So Iruta says, Iruta recognizes Frida and she says, oh, hi, Frida. How's it going?
I'm confused.
Frida, you know her.
I know. How are you? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Are these your friends?
What?
Are these your friends?
Well, I understood that I used to come here all the time, right? For meetings and stuff or whatever.
You had, so you're friends with the family. So you guys had meetings every year you would do, like, they would come to your castle and then you would go to their castle like every other year.
Wow. So
and you've been doing it for like a super long time. Elves live like 700 years or something. So it's been like hundreds of years of this.
So she said she recognized me.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys know each other for sure.
Okay. So I'm going to ask her what happened here? Why was everybody poisoned?
Well, she says, I can't really tell you. Like I just said, my next course of action is to go find out, to head to the, I think that this person came from the Oasis, and that's where I'm going to go head and see if I can even just find out what the motive is here. Cause I'm at a loss. You can come with me if you want, if you guys want to stay here for a couple days, and help us clean up, and then we'll go together to the Oasis if you want.
Is the Oasis on our way back? This is an internal question.
No, it's not.
What is the Oasis?
Where is it?
It's to the north. So, I'm just going to pretend that you said that to her. So she says, the Oasis is where the Malak people live. And this person is clearly a Malak person because no one else has tattoos like that. And
Malak?
Malak. So.
L-I-K or something?
M-A-L-L-A-K. and so. What was I saying?
You were. About the Maleks?
Yeah, they live up out north in the desert, and it's really hard to get there because they have this like weird trick. I'll have to look up exactly how to get there, but there's like this one weird trick that they don't want you to know about.
Are they elves?
No, they're humans.
Ooh. Humans are bad.
They're the worst.
So can I ask this person I'm talking to, I forget her name.
You're talking to Iruta.
Iruta.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah.
I think the Maleks can help us.
What?
Why should we go to the Oasis to talk to the Maleks?
Well, I'm not really, she says, I'm probably going to try to sneak in and see what's going on there because I don't know if this is like a rogue, like bandit or I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the motive is at all. I don't know if she's trying to steal something. I don't know if she just wants to get rid of us for some other reason. I just don't know. So I'm going to go there. And I'm going to bring, Ithua, and we're going to go and try to figure out what's going on. Maybe we have to, maybe things come to blows. Who knows?
Okay, let's go. Jenkins, Helohana, any care to comment?
I...
Sounds good.
Let's go fight!
All right, so you guys want
to... What sounds good?
You guys are going to go with them to the Oasis, then?
Right.
Yeah.
We're Bobby's son.
Okay. All right, so she offers you guys to stay for a couple days while she cleans up, because she's not going to leave right away. So do you guys want to stay in the rooms there?
Yeah, then we can ransack the castle and find all the secret things there. Can we look all right, at
so,
rooms?
So she sets you up. She brings you down. So you head to the... I forget where my north, south, east, west is. It's east, the east side of the building. You head through a small door, and then it crosses over, like it goes outside, and there's like a, you're like in a corridor that walk. Let me see. I'm using terrible words. So there's like, you're in an enclosed space for this corridor, but it's like connecting two huge segments of room. And it's like green, because all the walls of the castle have green glass. And then so you go then into this other wing on this particular floor, and it has all the like the quarters for guests to stay in. So you each get your own room. She sets you up with a room. She gives you towels and toothpaste and everything. And she shows you where the spa is, and she's like, ooh. So you guys take it easy for, or you know, you can help us, or you can just chill out. There's magic massage chairs and, yeah,
great.
It's a wonderful, luxurious spread. So, you guys get to hang out for a couple of days, and get revitalized.
I'm gonna get a pedicure.
Okay, yeah, everyone gets mani pedis for sure.
I don't like anyone to touch my feet.
But you have to get a pedi.
No.
So we're not gonna go and kind of wander around the castle and
do you want to try and do that?
Yeah.
Okay. When like let's say you're there for a couple days, let's say it's like close to bedtime right now, when would you want to do that?
After we've had our good night's sleep and
so in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you tell the other party, or are you going to go there? Sorry, do you tell the rest of the party, or are you going to go by yourself?
No, it's like, let's, tomorrow morning, I'm telling all the,
okay.
Go get a good night's sleep, and we'll go investigate what we can find out here before we leave.
Okay.
In the morning.
All right, so, Bip, it's morning, and I think you guys had a wonderful sleep. Everyone is extremely well-rested, ready to fight.
Wow.
And so you get up. You're not awakened by anything. Everyone is just busy doing other things or they're not concerned with you. So, I'll leave it to you. What do you want to do? Do you meet in the hallway? I should say exactly what the structure is. So it's like, you're in a, there's like a hallway. You each have a room, one of the rooms, and then the hallway curves around, and there's many more rooms on the other side. And then all of the, like, facilities are down on the north end of the building, which is, like, the flat end of the building.
Facilities.
Like, the bathroom and the spa and whatever. Like, all the...
Indoor pool.
Yeah. So you bet... Yeah, so what... And you don't notice... You haven't seen anyone else in this wing of the building.
Suspicious.
Well, they were all leaving, though, right?
I don't know.
So, I don't know. So let's meet outside our rooms and go to the other wing to see what's over there.
Okay. So as you enter the main hall, there you smell like some like a freshly cooked breakfast. It's all laid out for you on there's like dining tables to your left towards the south side of the building, and it's clearly been left out for y'all. And it's like way more food than you could possibly eat.
Let's see.
And there's no one else there.
Do they know that?
That seems suspicious.
I think it's fine.
No, what if it's poison?
It's definitely poison.
Well, only one way to find out, Jenkins.
Let's make little buddy eat it.
Absolutely not. Little buddy doesn't need human food. Feeds on souls.
How can we tell? Do we have any kind of spells or something like that to tell us if it's poison?
I do not. I have my own poison.
What's identify? No, that's probably for a person.
Guys, I don't think we really have any other option for food right now. Like, we could just like ask somebody. How about we ask one of our friends?
Are they around at all?
Like, if they wanted to poison us, I feel like they.
There's nobody around at all.
There's nobody around right now in the area where you are.
So let's just go hungry and go looking. What do you say, gang?
By the way, just as a logistical point of order, I don't know if I've said this exactly, but like normally when you're playing D&D, like you can get into like how much food do you have and how much can you carry with you and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not going to play with those rules. Like, I'm not going to make you guys find food in general or like worry about like your basic upkeep. I'm just going to take that all for granted because it's not so interesting. But
so you think we have enough food in our backpacks?
Yeah, like, in general, like, you guys can go out and adventure, and I'm just going to be like, you brought food or your forage or whatever happens. You're like, I'll just, we can skip that part. Unless it becomes, like, part of the story, I'll make it specific. But in general, I'm not going to make you guys worry about it. So I'll say, like, you have food, some, like, crusty bread and dried fish or whatever you brought with you. But, or you could dine on the fine dining spread before you.
Eating spread, but
so is this an individual decision, or do we caution each other not to touch it?
It's fine. We're spending too much time on it. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. So where are y'all gonna go? So
the other way.
This room is like. Looks like this.
It's like a little house.
It's like a little. This is an overview view.
I know, but it looks like a sideways house.
So you're in this part right here.
Which part?
This part.
And this is. So we want to just go to the other wing, the other side, right?
What's in the west wing?
Yeah.
You must never go there.
So if you wander over to the West Ring, Frida, you know that this is the owner's quarters. So this is where the elves sleep.
That's where we're going to find any information.
The door is locked.
Let's bust it open.
break it down.
All right, so you...
What does what's her name say all the time? The girl from Hermione? What does Hermione say?
Break it down?
She break. Says, open this door!
I think you should be discreet since we're being hosted by these friends of ours and we're also trying to sneak around in their home. Or we could just be straight up and be like, we're looking for more information.
Or we could say, we don't know where the bathrooms are.
Like, yeah.
But there's nobody around to tell that to. They're all gone.
On the door.
They probably went to other parts of the castle to try to fix it up. Because as you guys recall, as you walked through it coming up here, it was all messed up the whole way.
I think it would be unwise to antagonize our elf friends right now.
Great.
We just walk away from the locked door?
Do you want to break it down?
You have like six other options here. There's like, there's a foyer. There's actually two staircases in the foyer. And then there's the door that goes to the bridge. There's the observatory staircases here, and then there's an art gallery up there, which you haven't been to.
Okay, gang, what do you want to do?
Zilma?
We already went to the observatory, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was a great big room with nothing there.
You didn't really look.
You didn't look?
You didn't really look.
Okay, should we go back there?
Sure.
Okay, let's go back there and look this time. We have to do an investigation check.
All right.
I thought we did one there.
No.
No, we did one on a person.
So a perception check and an investigation check. A perception check is seeing what you notice, and an investigation check is looking at something to see what you can figure out about it.
Okay. We have to do a perception check.
All right, so you walk up to the observatory. Who's going to roll it?
I will.
All right, roll it. Roll that.
The 20?
D20 with the wisdom modifier.
A 9. And I know I'm not very bright, so... Wisdom... Purple, right?
Yeah.
4. So it's 13.
13. All right. So the way it's set up, there's like charts that are like star maps all spread out on the table. So you can see already like some of the charts catch your eye of like some of the constellations that you've seen coming up here. Let me ping you guys that link real quick. Where are those things? Okay. All right, so there's like you see a lot of the ones that you've seen already. So there's I think you saw the vulture and the vine, but there's a few that you haven't seen. I'll put them all in the D&D chat here. Or here, I'll just put it in the Zoom chat. That'll be easier. All right, vulture, vine.
Wait, what is this?
These are the star maps that you see on the table in the observatory.
Oh, got it.
There's the coin and the honey pot, which are one and the same. There's...
Remember the observatory in Castlevania?
This looks exactly like the observatory in Castlevania.
Sweet.
Okay, so then what's the next one you saw? You saw the fish in the belly of the whale. There's that one.
Are we supposed to be interpreting these?
And then after that, you saw... You saw the cult. Which was one of the last ones you saw.
The Bills beat the Coats.
Right. Oh, jeez. Come on. All right, here's the cult. And then there's a couple more that you don't recognize. You haven't seen before.
Okay, so when we see these constellations, what do they mean to us, gang?
All right, here's the last one.
Beehive?
Beehive and the snake. The same constellation.
I truly don't know what we're supposed to do with this information.
Okay, so if you look on the table next to the snake and the beehive, there's you see some writing about it right here. So it says, some ancient Mida cultures regard the snake as immortal because they appear to be reincarnated from the cells when they slough off their skins. Now in the modern era, the snake serves as a symbol of immortality rather than the embodiment of... And then it trails off from there. And then...
Where are you reading that?
I'm reading it from my notes, when it says what you guys are seeing. Often they are venerated as a special animal, and it is said to be a blessing to find one in your well. That being said, nearly all species of snake found in the Mida Desert have fairly deadly venom, so watch your step. And then about the beehive, it says, the beehive is the symbol of unity and growth, all things working together in harmony. Inside the commotion of the colony, there is growth and production, while simultaneously the side effects of gathering pollen promoting reproduction outside of the hive. The bee honey... Oh, to upset one member of the hive is to upset the hive itself.
Ooh.
Spooky.
Yeah. So that's what you guys see.
So we've seen all these maps.
They're star maps.
Right. So does it tell us where to go or what to do? It doesn't
tell you what to do.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, this is an observatory. There would be star maps, right? So this isn't any new information?
It's new information.
Okay, let's just file that away, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, anything to contribute, team?
I know. Jenkins, you haven't sent anything, and neither of you, whatever your name is, there.
Pelahana.
Pelahana.
And Jenkins.
What?
We want you to decide what to do with these maps.
It's time for you to decide.
Burn them, he says.
That'd be a horrible idea.
Why?
Jenkins, come on.
By the way, you noticed that the body of Darlene Muscles is no longer there. Also, I should have mentioned that.
Adi? Her body was there?
Yeah, remember you killed her?
I killed her?
Where have you been?
Why did we do that?
I don't remember that, but...
That was last time.
Oh, yeah, October.
Finale.
I did recap Catherine.
Catherine, can you do the noises that were made from Dragon Ball Z?
Ame, ame. everybody has a flashback simultaneously to that time, and we're all like, where's her body?
Where's her body?
Well, they probably, like, disposed of it.
You see, like, a chalk outline where she was?
I don't think they're just going to leave it there.
Wait, who is they?
The elves who live here.
Yeah. By the way, I should also mention, since you did a perception check in this room, they've cleaned up this room already. So what the kind of disorder that you found it to be in last night is been resolved.
All the evidence is gone.
Well, that makes sense. They would take her body away and bury her somewhere,
this
right?
This all makes sense.
Whatever they do with elves' bodies.
Not suspicious. It's fine.
It's a human. Darlene Muscles is a human.
Oh.
But, yeah, I don't know what the customs for elves are, the burial customs, but you do, Frida.
They don't die ever.
I know, I was going to say. They just kind of get fainter and fainter. I don't know. How would I know the burial procedures for elves?
Because you're an elf, that's why.
How would I know? Is it on my sheet somewhere?
No. I mean, just make it up, Mom.
Make it up. Yeah. Make it up. Okay. The burial procedure is to put them on a big pyre like they did with Darth Vader. And light a... Because he was human, right? And they did that with the king's son. I forget the king's son.
We're not talking about humans. We're talking about elves.
Right. Well, there were elves there.
Okay. Oh, there weren't.
All right. That's good.
Okay. So are we worried about... Are you guys concerned that her body is missing?
Nah.
There weren't any elves in Star Wars, though.
There were a lot, not Star Wars. Okay, so even in they put humans on big. What's Boromir? Boromir, one of
Boromir.
Huh?
Boromir.
Boromir. They put him on.
No,
a big,
they put Faramir on there.
No, that was Boromir.
No, it wasn't. I just watched movies like last weekend.
Faramir was the one that.
I hated. Anyway, they put him.
Boromir died in the woods by the orcs.
That's Boromir.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you were saying the opposite.
No, you were saying the opposite.
Okay.
No, you were.
They're gonna put this human on a big pyre and light a fire. So
her body's gone and burned.
Should we be concerned about that?
Nah.
No. I mean, you can be as concerned about it as you want to be, I should say.
I think it's fine. I'm
trying to be a responsible DM here.
Okay, let's...
What should we do about the star maps?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. There's nothing to do with them.
You could take them. You could... ignore them. You could go to another place and look around more.
Can we snap a cell phone pic of some of them just to make sure we need to look at it later?
You guys didn't bring your phones. You left them at the tavern.
We don't have like an old iPhone that someone's using as an iPod.
No.
Well, let's just take them. Is there any reason why we can't take them?
Because they're not ours.
Nobody living in this castle anymore.
They all there is.
Why are you saying there's no one living there?
I agree with Frida. We're taking them.
Okay,
I'm not a part of this then.
Who's taking them?
I'll carry them.
I'll stuff them in my cloak.
Y'all are going to take the fall.
All right. You've committed your first thievery of the castle. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go to another room and steal some more stuff.
We're just following them.
Okay, all right. Which room?
What are we going to use? Are we going to like be Tesla and go to Mars?
Yeah, let's go to the next room. Whatever's next in the hallway.
SpaceX?
No, I mean Tesla.
All right, so there's nothing, you don't see anything, like the observatory floor is very sparse, so there's not much there. Where do you want to go?
I think everything's behind that locked door. On the floor below.
Yeah, so back.
Let's bust down the door.
Back in the main hallway, there's the locked door. Do you want to try and unlock that door? Or there's yes. All right.
Let's bust it down.
All right, so what are you going to do?
Bust it.
Guys, come on.
What's the matter, kid?
I don't want to bust down the door. It's so rude.
I'll do it.
No, I don't want anybody to do it.
Was it I'll rude do it when they poisoned everyone?
I'm the strongest one here.
Politely. How about, okay, can we at least compromise and just not do it?
Wait, no, that's not a compromise. Basically unlock it and then relock it when we're done thieving?
How do you propose unlocking it?
Does anyone have a thieves kit?
Yes, I have one.
Aha!
I have thieves tools.
I'm against
this.
Do you want to try and pick the lock?
Fine, sure.
All right, roll a d20 and add your dex. Should it be dex? Yeah, add your dex modifier. What's happening there?
Is my dex modifier just one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I get a 4.
Okay, you pull out the little tool and you like drop it and it rolls under the door.
No.
Great.
Work.
And then you're like, stupid, stupid, stupid.
No, I'm against this anyway. My body knew that it was wrong.
All right, Zelma, bust it down.
You have to roll like a strength modifier. Can someone else
just try to use my thieves' tools?
Your little buddy runs through the door and grabs your thieves' tool and gives it back to you.
Oh,
great.
All right, let me try.
Wait, why don't we just ask little buddy what's over there?
What's the code? What's over there?
Little buddy, what's over there?
Yeah, what is over there, little buddy?
What does he say?
Okay, little buddy runs through the door and he says, it's just like more rooms, basically. I can unlock it for you guys. You want me to unlock it?
Yeah, please do.
All right, little buddy unlocks the door.
Can he just go in all the rooms for us and tell us what's in all of them?
What, little buddy can sometimes interact with the physical realm and sometimes
it's like Roger Rabbit. He can only do it when it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Can he just go in all the doors for us?
No, he doesn't work for us.
Yes, he does.
Who do you work for?
Anyways,
who does number two work for?
All right, so you're in a hall. It's basically symmetrical to the hall that you were in, where you guys are staying. Although it seems to be the rooms are much like spaced out a lot farther, like they're bigger over here.
Wow.
They're offices. They're the elves' offices, right?
They're their rooms. This is where they stay.
Let's take selfies at their desks.
But, yeah, except no, somebody didn't bring their phone.
Hey, you guys,
not even an old iPhone that someone's using as a iPod.
All your phones are at the tavern. Everyone's phone is at the tavern.
How can we all be so stupid?
Stupid, stupid.
Okay, let's just rifle through their desks to see if we can...
through their undie drawers.
All right, so...
suspicious letters. We just want to find why they were poisoning people.
They weren't poisoning people. They were being poisoned. You understand that part?
All right. So, do you want to? You know that these are their bedrooms. Do you want to go in one of the bedrooms?
I don't want to go into a bedroom.
Yes, all of them. We're going in all of them.
I'm not.
All of them. All of them.
Go into all of them.
Okay. Well, let's start with one. So,
stand outside of the entire wing.
What?
I'm standing away from everybody else.
Okay. Olga wants no part of this. So let's just say you guys go into the door on the far end. So you head in to the room. Everything's like unlike the rest of the castle, which has all this green glass everywhere. You see all this fine wood in this room. All the furniture is like some type of like oak or something like this, dark stain, and it's like sort of magnificent, and there's actually a window to the outside on the western wall all the way down. It's like huge. It's like you're in a massive loft space, basically, almost.
And is there furniture in there?
There's a lot of furniture in there. You see, like, there's like a second story library that's like this small library inside of this room. There's like some like storage for random bits of thing. There's like a lot of like let's say not purposeful furniture, just decorative furniture all over the place.
So is there any signs of life that anybody's been there recently, or is it all dusty and yucky?
You can tell that someone is staying here. Like, it's not all dusty, but no one is there right now. There's no signs of disorder, but there are like regular living signs. Like, there's like some papers out. There's like a bit of fruit that's like fresh that you can see. Like,
I'm hungry. Do you think it's poisoned?
Only one way to find out.
You want to try? It's taking the fruit.
Well, let's look at the papers. Anything interesting in the papers? Just normal. All
right. So let's say. Here, let me find this. Roll a d20.
Me?
Yeah. Do and add your investigation. Sorry, your intelligence modifier.
D20, it's this one, right? No, this is a 12.
It's the only one with 20 on it.
20, 80, 50, that one?
Oh, I guess I lied. It's not the 100 die. Looks like this. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Three. How am I going to 3 again? Okay, and I add my intelligence modifier, which is in black or in, no, it's in purple. That's 6. So 9.
I got 6. Okay. Okay, so you see these papers are about manifestation day, and like they're just like, it's like an invitation to join the people in Pustinia on Manifestation Day, which is, according to that invitation, about 2 days from now.
Is that that I was always attending?
What?
Is that the event that I was always attending?
No.
Okay.
This isn't an elven holiday. This is local. This is a local holiday.
Okay. Nothing interesting?
So it says a little bit about the holiday on the paper. It says a joyful holiday celebrated just before the winter solstice, associated with decadence. It lasts 6 days. Traditions include exchanges of gifts, yada, yada, yada. People partying, you know.
But there's nobody there to celebrate.
What?
Right? It's 2 days from now. They're all gone.
Why do you keep saying they're all gone, and who are you talking about?
The elves. I thought that they were all gone.
They're just not in the rooms that you're in right now. They're not gone.
They were being poisoned and...
Some of the elves have been poisoned permanently or gone, yes. But there's still a bunch of elves in the castle.
Okay. My bad.
But anyway, this is an invitation. This is for Pustinia. This is the town in the middle of the desert.
Isn't the town where everything's disappearing?
Yes.
But not the elves.
But not the elves.
No, well, people aren't disappearing. It's just places that are disappearing. Right?
The people in them. Bobby?
What? Was that a question?
Bobby?
Yes. It's just places that are disappearing.
What's the question?
Josh input.
Is the question...
Okay. When the stuff is disappearing in Pustinia, is it just places or is it people and places?
It's sometimes one, sometimes the other, and sometimes both.
Is it the people that are in the places when the disappearing happens?
You didn't get too many details about this, but probably.
Okay. So now that that's...
You've heard people say on a number of occasions, there's... people disappearing, and there's places disappearing.
And things.
Mm. Yeah, things.
Also disappearing.
Things, too.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Okay.
All right, gang, what will it be?
I'm snooping now.
No, let's go into the next room.
God.
Okay.
We're never going to get to our destination, which is...
What is our destination, Olga?
To the spooky place with what's-her-face. You're not going to go with us.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Ayahuasca is going to take us to the place in the desert.
Pustinia?
No.
You guys are hanging out till you go to the oasis with Ayaruta and Ithua.
The oasis, the spooky place.
It's the day spa.
It's spooky because it's potentially dangerous for us to go there because we're going to confront them and be like, why'd you poison the elves? That's why we're going, okay?
Are you mad?
I'm just making sure everyone's clear.
All right, so what's it gonna be? Where do you wanna?
Can we just steal one more item?
Yeah. First, do you want to go into another room, or do you want? What do you want?
Just perception. What's in the room? I want to find something to steal.
Roll a d20 and add your wisdom modifier.
I don't know what that is.
I'll tell you what it is. It's It's 3.
I got a 15.
Okay, so that's an 18. So, let's say that's a pretty good roll. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. You find a tiny little, like, it's like a sack that's wrapped with a bow.
Okay, let's take that.
All right, you take it.
We're gonna open it up, see what's in it.
We'll just do that later. Save it for later. Let's go, quick, get out of here.
The next room?
No, let's just go to the place now.
We're going with our friend, but can we just fast forward to that?
Okay, let me just write down this real quick. Okay, so, let's see. Helhana
took this thing.
Okay. All right, so you guys want to like flash forward to your journey?
Yeah.
I want to sprint out of the rooms with the fizzy lifting drink and run out of there to our journey.
Well, we are going to our journey with a friend that you stole from. So I hope you understand that.
Just quick before she sees.
And we're going to have to keep a straight face on this whole trip.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Okay. So, you guys kind of spend a couple days hanging out, just enjoying the spa. And then, so it's the day before manifestation day. And, Ithua, who you met in the like beer cellar area, and Ayuruta show up, and they're like all packed and ready to go. And they say, "Here, are you guys ready to go?"
Yep.
No. Yes.
No, why not?
Yes, we're all ready.
Let's go.
All right. So you should take this, and she hands you a little like it's like a little vial. She's like, "This'll give you extra protection for the trip. And if you guys are ready to go, we should leave right away."
Is this that she's giving us?
She gives you each a vial. She gives you, so that's, how many are you? There's five of you?
What does the vial smell like?
Hold on. In a fruity, woody style similar to Chanel's indispensable Bois de Ile and Karen's Parfum Sacré, caramel rum-like complexity, shading from sharp green to powdery amber, with a rounded milky musk to smooth it out. The effect is slightly old-fashioned, in a lovely way.
Elon Musk.
Sounds great.
Do they all smell like that, or does each one smell different?
No, they all smell like that. All right, are you guys gonna drink them?
No, I don't think so. I think they all smell different.
Bottoms up.
Wait.
Ithua says you guys should drink those now because it takes a while for them. Go.
1, 2, 3, go.
I'm scared.
Chug.
Wait. Can I ask what it is? Can I ask ayahuasca what it is?
She says, this is literally, it's like a really, really, really strong healing potion, except for that it's like permanent.
Okay, I don't know if I like the sound.
I don't like the sound of this.
You don't like the sound of a super strong healing potion that's permanent?
Yeah, what anything kind of permanent change to my body is it going
to make? Don't think about it, just drink. Don't think, drink.
Okay, why don't you do that, Helohana, and we'll see what happens to you.
You do it first, and we'll see if you keel over.
No, all right. Ladies, don't
I'm fight. Drinking it now.
Is boom. It going to turn us into something?
I already drank it.
Okay.
Dang, spooky.
It tastes as I described, and... it has a complex...
Repeat the description.
No, that would be impossible. Couldn't possibly. yeah, no, but you feel like a little bit better.
Drunk.
Here.
You don't feel like a euphoria, but you do feel a little bit more alert.
All right.
What about the rest of you? If he was like, let's go, y'all, we gotta go.
So, Helohana, what do you think? Should we take it?
Yes.
Drink it.
I already told you what I think.
Only because this isn't actually real life.
Yeah, if this were real life, I wouldn't be doing that crap.
Yes, she would.
I'm down in mine.
All right, two down. Come on, y'all, we gotta go.
I drank it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know
Jenkins?
About all this.
Jenkins?
Why do we have to all drink it now and, like, wait for us to drink it?
Because it takes a while for it to come into effect, says Ithua.
Why so much peer pressure?
Listen, Ithaca.
Everyone else is doing it.
All right, fine. If you don't want it, I'll drink it, he says. And he holds out his hand.
All right, fine. I'll drink it.
All right, congratulations. You all get +2 health.
Woohoo!
So,
I knew it was going to be good.
After much suspicion.
Does that go on our spreadsheet somewhere?
Yes, so where it says...
Nice.
So where it says temporary hit points, just bump it up by 2. And it's full, too. So, like, I'm looking at Jenkins' spreadsheet, which says 7 of 8, so it should be just 10 of 10 now. And Frida, you are 10 of 10, so you go... unless you did it already.
Where is it? No, I didn't. I don't know. Where is health, anyway?
So this is going to be H4 temp hit points.
Temp hit points. Okay.
Wait, so we're supposed to bump it up higher than the of?
Bump up both numbers, because you're bumping up your max hit points and you're at full health.
So bump it up by 2 each?
Yeah.
Bump up the jam.
Bump up the jam. Bump it up.
Why can't I change mine?
Well, I just don't know.
Oh, because I'm on... What the... Why am I in Jenkins?
What the...
Oh.
I don't know. Why are you on Jenkins?
Don't know.
All right, so everybody change your thing. Do it.
I did mine.
Did anyone do mine for me?
Nope.
My God.
Jenkins, do it.
You can't find mine.
Jenkins,
it's column
Ziltloff.
H4.
Look. Why does this always have to be about Zilmob?
It's about you being slow.
I'm Wait, ready. Frida, everyone change your health. Just do it.
Mine's changed.
Did you not change it for me?
No, I didn't change. There's 5 of you. Just do it yourselves.
Why didn't you change mine?
How much are we adding?
2.
Okay, so I'm 12. Okay.
We all have to wait while Bobby changes all
right,
of our...
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And when I come back, everyone's health better be changed.
I thought
gonna
you
go
were gonna
nuts
go
while you're gone.
Is there a save button? Do I have to save this or no?
No, Mommy. Have you
just
tab
out of it.
You didn't have to use Google Docs. Mom's never used Google Docs before.
Oh, no.
Guys, be nice.
And where would I have used it?
At work?
No, it's too public, isn't it? It's too public.
Yeah, it is. It's not secure.
Yeah.
That's not true. It is secure.
No, I wasn't allowed to use it at PlanSource. But I did anyway.
Yeah, they
You rascal.
They sent me a link to something else today, and it's like, oh, I don't want to sign up for that again. I forget what it was.
They are.
It's another one of those online.
Yeah, it's like some Microsoft crapola.
Right.
Good old Microsoft.
OneDrive or whatever the heck it's called.
I hate OneDrive.
Is that what it's called?
But yes.
I do too. I hate the Apple. What's the Apple save thing too? I don't like that either.
Oh, any of these things.
My new job is the least secure thing ever. Great.
Yeah, Josh's job has you all beat.
Why?
And worse.
How come?
Because they all communicate over SMS text message, first of all.
Ew.
And secondly, just because they just don't even know how to use computers.
Computers.
Well.
Dang.
What are you going to do?
don't know.
Keep working here.
Who's winning the game? Alabama.
All of my computers at my work are using the same password.
I'm telling
the government. No, I mean like the computers that are like shared kiosks. They all use the same password.
All right.
And the password is password.
Okay.
I'm coming.
I see everyone's score changed except for Frida's.
Well, do I have to get out of that cell?
Yes.
He doesn't know how to use Google. Okay.
All right, so you guys are hitting the road. So you walk out. I'll show you exactly where you go in this paper. You walk out through the foyer here and out the front door, and the elves have restored the drawbridge. So you're walking across this drawbridge that spans like hundreds and hundreds of feet above this like terrifying chasm, and you are on your way, and it is nighttime as usual. If you guys haven't forgotten, it's mostly nighttime here all the time, although it's still hot. So
weird.
Yeah, so you guys are headed out. All right, so you guys are going to the oasis. Iruta looked up a special route to get to the oasis, and she's got it memorized, because once you get to the north side of Pustinia, it's like huge dunes for a long time, and it's hard to know where you are because all you can see is dunes and sky. So so she's got this special route, and she can use the stars to keep track of where she's going. So you guys are on the way. So the question is, how much longer do you want to play for this evening?
What time is it?
7:37.
10:37.
Actually, it's 8:37.
No,
I beg to differ.
Let the East Coast folks say. I'm
happy to keep going. I just want to. This is like a nice stopping point if you want to stop.
I'm kind of dozing off personally.
I'm getting up at 6:30.
Okay, but let's not wait 3 months till our next meeting.
Yes.
When
is Heather still on the? Wait, Heather's just doubly muted.
What next?
Yeah, you guys just talk about it.
Oh, this is all you, honey.
And who is the deciding factor here? You're the one that most likely can't make it.
Or Michael.
I don't know why you guys say that. I am not the one who canceled.
I canceled. I apologize.
No, but Jimmy canceled the one before.
Okay, anyways, we're not pointing fingers, but Heather, what day works for you?
Sounds like January 14th, I think, is...
It's her birthday. We have to sing happy birthday to her before she's going to be 35.
No, I don't want to talk about it, okay?
You don't want 35?
Oh.
It happens to all of us.
No.
Not me.
I feel like once you turn 35, then you're just middle-aged.
Middle-aged is 45 to 65, so you're a little off.
85 to 95.
That's right.
Gonna be middle-aged.
Well, aren't
you? You get to have a midlife Christmas. You're
like a restaurant and having champagne and a big fancy dinner. And
We can't go anywhere.
I'm kidding. I know you're not going anywhere.
I mean, you're kidding, right? All of you, you know that middle-aged is 45 to 65.
That's not middle age.
Middle age starts at 20.
Yes, it is.
Everyone is wrong. It's when you turn 35. Okay. I don't care when we do the next one. I don't have it. Okay, so I have...
I could do it tomorrow.
No.
I have like a really busy week this week, and I'm kind of stressed about it. So I don't really want to do anything else this week. And I'd rather wait till next week. But I also have something on Thursday. So...
Yeah, I have Chi-Chi's class on Thursdays.
On which day, Catherine?
Thursday.
Okay, so next week, but not Thursday. How about next Monday?
But technically it gets over like long before this even starts, so I guess it doesn't matter. But
if we do it Thursday night?
Which Thursday?
The 21st, next week.
I can't. I can't do it then. We're doing our birthing class.
20th? The 19th?
I can do Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Easy, no problem.
There you go, everyone, according to Google.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night? The 19th?
Tuesday's okay with me.
Wait, when is
QPO? Milk Day is Monday.
I just need everyone to confirm that they got the file that I sent in the chat.
Yeah,
Tuesday. I never argued with you about middle age, so I'm not even.
I can confirm the receipt of the file.
Everyone needs to confirm that I am right, and I am always right.
All right, I'm set it for same time,
same place.
Yeah.
In our imaginations.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to set it for the same time.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, this
sounds
is
a- good.
What, next Thursday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, Mike.
Why?
Michael, we've been having this conversation for like 10 minutes.
Before we leave?
Yeah, but I haven't been paying attention.
What?
Okay, we're having it Tuesday. Bye.
Michael, how old is that shirt?
Wait.
Happy birthday.
A couple years.
You.
Yeah, Heather, what are you doing for your birthday?
Buying something with this Smart Pack gift card I got from my Secret Santa.
Smart Pack?
Well, that was for
Smart Pack?
It's a horse place.
Wait, is today your birthday?
No, but Thursday is.
Whoa, you have the same birthday as my friend.
Who's your friend?
Friend middle aged, like Heather?
That's what they call her.
Not just any of the first part of our conversation.
Middle aged Heather? You're so old and gross.
Everyone thinks that mom's just. That, I don't know. I'm not doing anything for everything. I'm talking to Rob Joyce over a Zoom call.
Who's Rob Joyce?
The hell is
Look
that?
Him up.
Who the hell?
I'm having a personal meeting with him on Thursday.
Who's Rob? A guitar player?
Joyced like a ceiling thing?
Rob yeah. Joyner?
Let's get to the bottom of this, Heather.
Oh, wait. An American cybersecurity official?
Is he responsible for the Russian hacking?
No, he was there before that happened.
Is he the acting Homeland Security Advisor?
Not currently, no.
Is his...
According to this, you're wrong.
So, I have to tell you guys, I saw this post from a Southern Republican woman that Catherine knows very well. Anyway,
who?
Don Arquette.
This is what really happened in Washington is that it was very peaceful and there were people of all different colors and nationalities and whatever. And they bust in, the Democrats bust in all these people who went right to the Capitol and they were dressed in Trump wear. So it wasn't Trump that incited this. It was the Democrats.
said that.
Really playing the
low. Woman said, "I knew it had to be something like that."
Who said that?
You know that doesn't hold up. It just doesn't.
Video.
If you're friends with enough Facebook redneck people, what everyone is saying.
Sounds like something Carrie would post.
There's a nice argument between her and Billy on Facebook.
Oh, I want to see it. Screenshot.
Carrie's not that dumb.
Josh. Josh right there.
I wouldn't go that far, but the argument isn't that bad compared to what has
been mostly said. Because she didn't want to engage, but
she doesn't seem to have fallen down the Q conspiracy.
No. Well, Billy's just as annoying for like engaging in it.
Yeah.
I didn't say either of them was at fault. I just said she didn't really engage. Therefore, it's not really that bad. But if she had chosen to engage, it would have been very bad.
It's all Carrie's fault.
But I can't believe how these people who are so blind, so in love with Trump, that they're so blind to what reality really is.
Yeah. Have you, Mom, have you actually spent any time reading about like QAnon?
Nope.
Okay, well, I recommend that you don't do that.
Why would anyone want to read about that?
I don't know. I just like read some QAnon things yesterday and I almost just
Why would you waste your life doing that?
But how can sensible human people believe in things like that?
They don't. It's not sensible humans don't believe in those things.
Yeah. Like you answered your own question with the first adjective you used.
Yeah.
Oh well.
There's a lot.
Heather, Ledoux?
Are you still there?
I'm on here, just only on my phone.
Oh.
Oh. All right, I can't.
Oh,
oh
my god.
Whoa. It's my cell phone. It's broken.
That was classic.